Bath County School Board had already been busy when their public meeting began on Tuesday night. They had addressed several important items in closed session, a few being mentioned here. 65 non-resident students were approved to enroll in Bath County Schools for this 2017-2018 year. The board also acknowledged appointments they had authorized Sue Hirsch, superintendent, to make over the summer. Some of those new personnel are Dr. Michael Perry, principal of Bath County High School, Rosita Perry, director of food service, Rhonda Irvin, school counselor, and David Geyer, computer technician. A new custodian, Dennis Holmes, was appointed to the high school and Valley Elementary School, and Jamie Moore is a new teacher at Valley. At Millboro Elementary School, Rebecca Smolarek is a new teacher, and Cody Kreiser and Tanya Fitzgerald are new aides. Dallas Reynolds is the new behavior intervention specialist. Emily Beard was hired to be art teacher for the whole school division. Both Melinda Hooker and Cody Sizemore will be serving as mentor teachers this year. 27 continuing substitute teachers remain on that roster, and 8 new substitute teachers were appointed, as well as 15 continuing substitute bus and vehicle drivers. Also during the meeting, the principals gave brief reports on each of their schools and the progress being made towards the first day back on August 16th. They all expressed huge gratitude for custodial staff that worked hard all summer to rejuvenate and maintain the buildings. The board heard from Alternate Energy Concepts, Incorporated, about one adjustment needing to be made in the installation of solar panels at Valley Elementary School. Representatives of the company recommended how, because Valley Elementary's system will be the largest of all 3 schools' new solar electricity systems, it would be more efficient to allow some cable to go through the roof rather than along it and along the outside of the building. After agreeing the original contract with Reliable Energy, a subsidiary of Bark Electric, could be amended to include the company's responsibility for any necessary repairs as a result of this design change for the life of the project, the board voted 4-1 to approve the recommendation. Both school administration and Affordable Energy Concepts representatives expressed enthusiasm and confidence about this solar installation project at all 3 schools. The work will begin in the next couple of weeks at Valley Elementary School and move on to the other schools from there. One of the many benefits, in addition to reduction in electricity expenses, is a web-based monitoring system which students will be able to use to learn about peak and average use, distribution of kilowatt hours, and more. One other topic over which everyone expressed optimism and appreciation is the new online registration system for returning students. Computers are available during regular school hours at each school and at Warm Springs and Goshen libraries on August 8th from 4 to 7, and at school computer labs with staff assistance on Wednesday, August 9th from 1 to 7 p.m. Another opportunity to use the online returning student registration is Saturday, August 12th from 4 to 7 in each school's computer lab. A SNAP code to use for the process will be arriving soon by mail if it hasn't already. Simply go to www.bath.k12.va.us and click on the registration link. One principal offered feedback so far is that a new user might take 10 to 15 minutes for the first child, but after that, the process goes smoothly and is an improvement on waiting in lines on a mid-August evening. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.